My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Niners are 1-0. This is Willard and Dibs, and we will do this the day after games throughout the coming season. And that is, once we see him play the next day, we got to go to Grandy's Grades.
All right. I put out a report card every night after, or every day if it's a day game. But last night, of course, on Monday Night Football, with 7 different categories: quarterback, skill positions, offensive line, front 7, secondary, special teams, and coaching. We'll start at the top with the quarterback. You guys might be upset at me, but I'm giving Brock Purdy a B-plus for his performance last night. What do you think?
You upset at B-plus?
No, I like a B-plus there. I mean, B-plus is probably better than fine.
It's
so
better than fine.
It's good. It's good with a slight up lilt in the voice. It's B-plus.
I'm not upset at B-plus because I just think it's the nature of the way that game played. It's not a criticism of anything Brock did, and that's sort of where I stand. I don't think there was really a whole lot to pick at, unless you're one of these people that's like, every throw must be absolutely, like, he overthrew Juszczyk. If you want to question his decision on the throw to Saubert, that's fine. I don't think there was anything really to criticize. There also didn't happen to be anything where you were like, wow!
Exactly.
Except for the throw that Ayuk didn't catch. That was a wow throw.
It's a great throw.
That was a wow throw, and he didn't catch it. That'd be my question to you, Grandy. If Ayuk catches that, is your grade different?
No, that throw is still a plus for Brock Purdy.
Okay, yeah.
That's not on him.
But I mean,
it affects his stats, yeah. But this is deeper than the box score.
Okay, all right. But yeah, B plus is very good.
Yeah, he's that guy in the group project who is cashing in from the work of other people around him. It's great.
B plus for Brock Purdy at quarterback.
Go to the restroom.
Up next, skill position. So this is wide receivers, running backs, and tight ends.
Okay.
I gave them a flat A, an A for the skill position.
Now I'm intrigued. So Brock Purdy gets a B plus, but the people who dropped his passes in the end zone, I know this is a lot of people you're talking about. And Jordan Mason is one of them.
Yep.
He is fantastic. Debo Samuel, yeoman's work, always willing to do these things. George Kittle had 4 catches, obviously also a big part of the blocking game. Juwan Jennings was the leading receiver. I get where you're coming from there. I mean, you got to give him like an A-minus, though, for a couple of Ayuk drops, though, don't you?
If it wasn't Ayuk, the group would get an A-plus.
Okay.
Ayuk's the only negative in this group, in my opinion. Even Juszczyk caught a couple of passes, as you were talking about earlier.
Yeah, he could have gotten 2 more yards, but anyway.
I got it as an A-minus just because of the Ayuk drops. And also, I don't believe in A-pluses. A is the best you can get. For me, there is no such thing as an A-plus, but we can philosophically get into that another time.
Maybe not for you.
I did think, you're in an era where everybody gets an A anyway. It's candy soft, Windsor High.
You know what's interesting,
born
though?
Born in 1997.
All right, can I challenge you for a second
challenge
on this?
Challenge away. You just talked about the bar being low.
No, but 100. What is 100% to you? Is that an A?
That's an A.
Then why is 95% also an A?
Because you get the range of 95 to 100,
you
much like in the
you
B's.
Don't on any other letter grade.
You get 85 to 88, and then 88 to 90, or 88 to 89 is a B+.
Right, so why wouldn't 98 to 100 be an A+?
Because the A+ is implied that it's more than 100%. And when you do GPA,
that's happening in your head.
You get a 4 point for an A. You don't get 4.3 for an A plus. Anyway, I have him with an A minus because of two drops from IU.
Okay.
Fair enough.
I don't know why you can look beyond that, but go ahead.
That's, I mean,
I thought you were a tough grader.
A minus versus A, not whatever.
All right. Yeah.
Offensive line up next. I gave them an A minus for their performance last night.
Okay. Why an A minus?
A certain guy on the right side of the offensive line with a handful of penalties.
His name rhymes with Holton Wimivitz.
Yeah, doesn't something it? Like that.
Yeah, something like it, the sorta. Why? No, so, okay.
A minus is a good sturdy number. I like an A minus grade for the O-line.
See, I would have downgraded the wide receivers and skill positions because there were a couple drops, and I'd upgrade the offensive line. I understand. Look, you're never going to have a game where there aren't penalties on the offensive line. Or like, I mean, that might happen once a season. Somebody's going to false start. Somebody's going to hold. As you've said many times, you can call it on any play. If the quarterback doesn't get his uniform dirty and your running back who's never started before goes for a buck 47, like if there's any group I was most impressed with last night, it's the offensive line. I think you graded them too hard.
I will say second half, they were better than an A minus. It was a little ugly early, especially the first couple of the drives.
I mean, you want to know what stat I want? I don't even know if you can find this, Grandy. How many NFL teams, 32 of them, how many of them started this week with a three and out? I feel like it was 25 of 32 teams. It's unbelievable how hard it was for teams to come out and move the ball in their very first drive.
Yeah, both these teams, three
same,
and out.
Sunday night football, same thing.
Yep.
Lions and Rams, boom, boom, three and out, three and out. Everybody's punting right away. Niners punt, and then Wisnowski hit the showers. We're not going to see you for the rest of the night.
Yeah.
So that's not an excuse. It just, I'm with you. Yeah. Like a lot of teams looked better in the second half on offense than they did in the first.
Yeah. It was been an ugly offensive week for sure. Up next is the front seven on defense. This is the down lineman and the linebacking group. I gave that group in total a B+. I had a hard time with this one, but a B+ for the front seven.
Where's the drawback? Just the fact that you only
Malik
got
Collins
one sack?
Had a personal foul penalty. You only had one sack, and then Leonard Floyd offside and costing them a touchdown.
Okay.
And
you gave him a B+?
B+.
I think that's fair.
I mean, the grade. I like the teacher.
Yeah, like a quarter and a half into the game, I'm kind of doing the, where's the pass rush? Yeah. Like, I'm doing that. Like, a little stress early in the game. You're down 7-3. Then you go make it 7-6. They're moving the ball a little bit, and it felt uncomfortable, and then they got it. They figured it out, and then you're right. It was really good from there. Grandy, I think you nailed that one. You're going to
Way to go, Grandy.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for chiming in, Lucas.
Way to go, Teach.
Director of sports. That was good.
Yep.
Yeah, okay, B+.
All
good.
Right, up next is the secondary. So the quarterbacks and safeties, I gave the secondary an A- for their performance last night.
What's your thought there?
I think it was an A until the last garbage time drive, which wasn't great. I was also a little thrown off by the way that they responded to Leonard Floyd's offside penalty. It kind of felt like the whole defense gave up.
They stopped.
And they allowed Alan Lazard to just run down the middle unguarded. A minus still, though, pretty good. The way that they limited Garrett Wilson to almost nothing aside from that first touchdown drive for the Jets was awesome. Good adjustments, I think, defensively for
that's
the secondary.
I
give
him
an A minus.
I could see the A, but you rationalized the A minus really well. The offside free play was an unfortunate one. And other than that, you had the one drive, and I missed me with the garbage time because they get the ball back with 4:20 to go and they're down by 19. And the majority of people had already headed for the exit, so I won't hold that necessarily against them, but they did a good job mixing up their coverages after that first quarter.
I'll say this, like you referenced that last, the Tyrod Taylor drive.
Mm-hmm.
I sort of throw that out. And to be honest with you, my feet were up so much, I didn't even really take note of who was in there.
It was the number one defense.
It was the number one guys. I know Bosa was still in there. I saw
Fred
that.
Fred Warner was still in there.
Yeah, I was kind of scratching my head,
Lenore,
to be honest with you.
And Mooney were still in there.
I'm like, why y'all in there?
I was the same way.
But at the same time, I also know that defense, sometimes it's difficult on defense when you don't have that full level motivation. Like the game was not in the balance anymore. The game was decided. And so you're kind of, I think it's easy to get back on your heels a little bit, but I got no problem with the grade. That all makes sense to me. You know, the other thing that, that I did notice with, you know, I wanted to keep an eye on, Yadam, because that was the question mark with who was going to be there. And correct me if I'm wrong, he was the one that got beat on the Tyrod Taylor touchdown, right? I think that was Yadam. And I like eyes on that one. Eyes on Yadam and Renardo Green and how that position is going to develop as the year kind of unfolds. I didn't think it was a phenomenal game. It was an okay game for Yadam. So we'll see. But yeah, I like your grade. I like your grade. What else you got?
I'll confirm who was defending that touchdown in the sec. But up next, we got special teams. Dibs will hate me for this one. I had to give out an A-plus to the special teams.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Teams group last night. Six for six field goals. Didn't give up a big return on the other side. There's nothing to be upset about.
Dude, Jake Moody's going to win Special Teams Player of the Week.
Well, he should.
I'm pretty sure.
He's on pace to kick 102 field goals this year, which I looked it up, would be a record.
Well, by the way,
you know who holds the record right now, right?
For field goals in a season?
Field goals in a season. And the number's not as big as you think now.
Is it Gary Anderson?
David Akers.
Oh.
With 44 as a Niner.
Oh.
Akers like a Niner. Yeah, I believe 44 is the number. Okay. So Moody off to a great start.
Yeah, real good start. Although, by the way, do they do special teams in both conferences, or is there only one player of the week?
Conferences.
It's both, yeah.
Okay, because what's his name with the Steelers? Their kicker's going to win. I mean, he kicked...
Boswell.
Yeah, he kicked six of them as well, and it was the only points they got, and they won the football game.
Yeah, that'll be the AFC rep.
Yeah, so those two guys are going to win that.
I'm not going to begrudge you for the A-plus all year. I mean, Wisnowski, one for one on spectacular punts. I do think they controlled the kickoff really well. There was the one where Moody did the bump and run that I love.
Yep.
It hit in the field and then out of the end zone, so they only got it at the 20.
At the 20. The Jets got one of those on the Niners, too.
Yep. So I did like the way they kind of mixed it up with the kickoff, and Moody 8 for 8 on kicks, 20 points.
By the way, real quick, because people won't know that rule. Like that kickoff rule, if it lands in between the goal line and the 20 and then scoots through, it's only the 20-yard line. If
Correct.
You just boot it all the way through, you go out to the 30. Everyone's still learning that.
Yes, and so strategically, if you can kick one that bounces at about the 7 and then careens into and through the end zone, you're in great spot. But it's risky, because if you hook that thing out of bounds, they get it at the 40.
At the 40.
All right, got to go quick here before we hit a quick break. Last one is coaching. This is not just Kyle Shanahan, but the whole coaching staff. I gave them an A for me. This was a lot about Nick Sorensen and defensive adjustments after that first touchdown drive for the Jets. Garrett Wilson did not do anything nearly the rest of the game. I like the way they adjusted to the Jets beating them early.
But this is the one that you sort of regretted. Like later this morning,
I cannot agree with Kyle Shanahan's lack of aggressiveness in certain situations. End of the first half really bugged me. And then kicking the field goal, 4th and 1 from the 5.
You didn't like 4th and 1?
Absolutely.
See, I did.
And yet
two touchdown game, kick a field goal. It's still a 2-touchdown game.
No, it's a 2-touchdown with 2-2-point conversion
game. That's a 2-score game.
It's a 2-score game, but it's a much, much harder 2-score game that I don't think is really realistic.
You know what's better than a 2-score game? A 3-score game.
Yeah, you know
what's worse? And you're getting 5 yards of carry all night long.
You know what's worse than a 16-point lead is a 13-point lead.
That's true.
Which you're risking.
They can get a yard.
I get, or maybe they wouldn't. But I hear you. I liked it.
I have a hard time being critical when a team scores 8 consecutive possessions.
Right.
I mean, touchdowns greater than field goals, I get that. I do like the A grade for coaching because... And I don't like to give out A-pluses, but his offensive game plan was an A++. That thing was a masterclass.
I just say it this way. How can you not give Kyle Shanahan an A with a game plan that does not include Christian McCaffrey, and then you still go out and score 30-plus points on opening night. That's good coaching. That's a good plan. That's a good contingency.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.